VanWee Financial is a registered investment advisor. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein.
Welcome to the VanWee Financial Hour on AM 600 and FM 100.3 The Answer. To be a part of the program, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. Now here are your hosts of the VanWee Financial Hour, Stephen and Adam VanWee.
It's Saturday morning. It's 10 o'clock. And we are here as always. This is the VanWee Financial Hour. I'm Steve VanWee.
And I'm Adam VanWee.
And we will be here with the lines open all the hour for all of you who are returning. Thank you very much. We wouldn't have a show without you folks. And for the new people, whether you found us by accident or if somebody told you about it, see if you can stick around for the hour. Maybe we'll all learn a few things from each other. I will remind everyone that not all financial radio shows are created equal. Most of them are pre-recorded, and you get to hear only what the host wants you to hear. You, on the other hand, can take control by calling us and asking your question, and you will be able to control the editorial content. So lift up the phones anytime you want to, 904-222-TALK. It's 904-222-8255. Because Lord knows there is a lot going on these days, and I'm going to make an uncharacteristic open that has a little bit to do with politics. I want to say attaboy to the Pope. Know why?
Nope.
Because he had a personal meeting with John Boehner, and after that, John Boehner resigned.
Attaboy.
That was a big attaboy. Now, my only question for the Pope is, why didn't you have time to meet with Mitch McConnell? Beggars can't be choosers, I guess. It was not exactly disappointing to me, as most of you know. As conservatives, I think we've been nothing but disappointed in what has happened since the last election, and it does hit you right square in the bottom line, in case anybody's interested. So that got that out of my system bright and early, didn't I?
Yep. Let's get back to finance.
Well, part of the reason I wanted to get it out of the way, or to bring it up, I guess I should say, so we wouldn't have to do that.
Well done.
Thank you. But rather than being able to just get out of talking about the market this week, I'll just simply pass it off to my left. So everybody, if you're looking at your radios, just shift your eyes to the left and you'll see Adam. And if he can put some positive spin on this week, he's a better man than I am.
Well, maybe not on this week, but I do have a little bit of positive spin in the middle of my segment. However, we do have to talk about what happened this week. So last week, the Fed decided to leave rates unchanged near 0%. What happened since then? The market dropped 5 out of the last 6 trading days. I'm really hoping they weren't trying to stimulate the equity markets by leaving rates at 0, because they missed the boat on that one big time. The good news is that this week was not as bad as it felt. The bad news is that it was still a pretty bad week.
It felt awful.
Yeah, it really did. The Dow dropped 0.4% during the week, which makes it down 8.5% on the year. The S&P dropped 1.4%, which makes it down 6.2%. And the NASDAQ, which had been the star performer of the year, had the biggest weekly drop, off 2.9%, which turned it negative for the year by 1%. It had stayed in positive territory through most of this volatility, but this week, not so much. Much of the drop in the NASDAQ was attributed to the tweet that Hillary Clinton sent out relating to valuations in the biotech sector. Yeah, you heard me correctly. What does Hillary know about valuations in the biotech sector, and how does she control them? I have no idea, but it certainly took its toll on the sector this week. One thing to keep in mind during this rough patch in the market is that September and October are typically volatile months in the market, so this is not unprecedented. Also, times like these make for some great buying opportunities. If you're a long-term investor, you're getting a sale on equities right now relative to just a few months ago. when the market was pushing all-time highs. In fact, there's a few interesting bullish signals in the market right now. Stay with me. They're all contrarian signals.
We're trying.
Yeah, they're all contrarian signals, obviously, as the market is pretty bearish right now. So first, according to the Hulbert NASDAQ Newsletter Sentiment Index, or HNNSI, NASDAQ investor sentiment has not been this bearish since the internet bubble in early 2000. However, you would think that would be a bearish signal, but it's not. It's a bullish signal, because in the case of this index, when consumer sentiment becomes more bearish than the actual market, it typically signals that the market is nearing a bottom. According to this research, we could be there, or really close to it. The second bullish indicator is from leverage funds, think hedge funds. They're currently sitting on more long positions than short positions, and as a whole, they typically get this right. On the opposite side, we have asset managers, which include mutual funds and pension funds. They are the shortest they have been for quite some time in the equity market, and they typically get it wrong. When they go short, the market tends to move up rather quickly. So those three things combined lead me to believe that there might be some upside left in this market this year. The best news this week was that the third quarter GDP got revised up from 3.69 to 3.91%.
That was the second best news.
Beside Boehner, yeah.
See, I wasn't quite done.
All right. This is a great number, and what is even better is that the revision came in the, or a large portion of the revision came in the consumer consumption category, which means that consumers are actually out there spending, and they're spending more than we actually thought. If you have been to the town center on a weekend lately, you've probably seen that. In economic news, the housing data was mixed, with new home sales coming in strong and existing home sales looking weaker. This may be a shift in consumer preference, or it could be that many of the deals that were available in the existing homes due to short sales and foreclosures are now not available anymore. And then jobless claims once again beat expectations, and the average has now been under 300,000 for 29 weeks, which has not happened since 1973.
Wow.
Yeah, not bad.
Well, workforce participation was the lowest it's been since about the same time. I wonder just what kind of correlation one could find in something like that.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting.
Yeah, I don't believe too much in coincidence. I would like to think that somewhere along the line, we the people would just begin to understand that Janet Yellen has too much power over our lives, far too much power. We need to find a way to rein her in, rein the Fed in, and rein in all the central bankers of the world, because they're just making things unbelievably difficult for regular old people. But that's kind of, I don't know, like beating a dead horse or knocking your head against the wall, I guess, because everybody is so absolutely sure that this has to be done. 222 Talk, we're about to go into a break. I will give you a trivia question right after we get back, because it requires a little bit of a lead-in. So I want to remind everybody that the lines are open. We can also reach us if you send us an email, but we would really like to hear from you on air, because that's the way a lot of people learn things, is when you ask questions and we all get to noodle them out. So don't go anywhere. We got to take a little break and we'll come right back.
Feels like time's running out. You're maxed out on your credit cards. The collection calls are coming every day, and you're two payments behind on your mortgage. It seems like every time you turn on the radio, some cheerful couple's telling you how they got out of debt for pennies on the dollar. No more stress and everything is just wonderful. Come on. The truth is that what sounds too good to be true is too good to be true. You need help and you need it now. Not bankruptcy. That should be your last choice. We're Credit Card Relief, and we've been helping people just like you for nearly a decade. We're the attorney-driven program dedicated to helping you get out of debt in months instead of years, all while saving you thousands, and without risking your family home. We know what we're doing, and we don't make promises we can't keep. Call Credit Card Relief right now at 866-580-9999. 866-580-9999. The consultation is free, and the relief is real. 866-580-9999.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-895-8035. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher for donating. Call now, 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
Mortgages should be illegal because you're getting robbed every month. For example, if you have a typical $200,000 30-year mortgage, you're going to end up paying over $400,000 after interest. That's almost a quarter of $1 million that you could be putting into your pocket instead of the bank's. I want to send you a powerful free CD to show you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My proven system can eliminate your mortgage and all your other debts using just the money you already make. That's right, no credit card debt, no car payment, no mortgage. It's easy. It works.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
Stop getting robbed of your money and your future. Call now and I'll rush you a free CD today. Call 1-800-933-0939 for your free CD. Call 1-800-933-0939. That's 1-800-933-0939.
Let's get back to the Van Wee Financial Hour on AM 600 and FM 100.3, The Answer. To be a part of the program, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. Once again, here's Stephen and Adam Van Wee.
Welcome back. I'm Steve Van Wee.
And I'm Adam Van Wee.
And I would remind everyone that we also have day jobs and that we're kind of unique in what we do and where we do it and how we do it, in that as financial planners, we are father and son team and we conduct our meetings together. So I like to think you're getting decades of wisdom and a little bit of a different kind of look at things from the older perspective and the younger perspective. So without further ado, why don't we have Adam do our usual little shameless self-promotion moment and tell you all about it.
All right. Well, in our day jobs, we're located at 1538 The Greensway in Jacksonville Beach. It's right off the Marsh Landing Parkway exit off of Butler Boulevard. Very convenient access to the interstate. And if you want to find us online, you're going to have to be able to spell our name, which is tricky. It's VANWIE, or for those in the military, Victor Alpha November Whiskey India Echo. Our website is www.vanweefinancial.com, and we add lots of good stuff here every week, mainly to our blog, so check that out. Also, we're on Facebook at www.facebook.com/vanweefinancial or Twitter at vanweefinancial. If you want to reach us during the day, you can always call the office at 904-685-1505 or email us at info@vanweefinancial.com.
All right. Well, let's see. Trivia question this week brought to you by Ken Bales at First Coast Alarm, 636-7888. Give Ken a call if you want to switch over or if you want a new installation or whatever. He can take over most anything, and you will get him, strangely enough. I've been talking quite a bit lately about inflation, including something called the Chapwood Index that I latched onto many years ago, because it's one of those moments when somebody's finally telling you the truth. I think all of you who pay your own bills, go to the grocery store and that sort of thing, understand that things cost more than they used to. And then you get this conflicting information from the U.S. government that says there is no inflation, with an annual rate now under 2%. And in fact, for the period ended June 30th, they said it was 0.12. And that, my friends, is, in the words of my father, a crock. How about that? the real thing. Chatwood measures the real thing, and you can read all about how to do it on his website. It's done by a fellow named Ed Butowski at Chatwood Investments. But he says, rather than under 2%, the nationwide average for the last 12 months is more like 9.9%. Well, how does the government distort this? Well, there are a few ways that I'll get to, but what does Mr. Butowski say is the prime motivator in these high inflation numbers? The number one cause of higher inflation around the country, it is something that you might not think of, but somebody will probably pick up on it. So if you want to take a shot at it, the prize is a $25 gift certificate to Publix, which we can all use because, well, things cost more than they used to. Kind of fits right in, doesn't
according
it?
According to the Chatwood Index.
Yes. Okay. So what is the primary motivator for the increase in the Consumer Price Index according to the Chatwood Index? That is our trivia question. Now, Adam wants to talk a little bit about doing some cleaning up if you are inadequately diversified in your investment portfolio.
Yeah, I wanted to talk a little bit about what happens if you find yourself with a highly concentrated taxable position in a stock. And first of all,
after this week, you probably won't.
Yeah, no kidding. But first of all, lucky you, because who wouldn't like to be in that position and face these challenges? For a variety of reasons, people sometimes find themselves in this situation. Many times it happens with former executives of a corporation. They have an account that was given to them by the company where they put in stock over time and it builds up, and suddenly they retire and they've got all this stock concentrated in one position that they no longer, and they don't work for the company anymore. And they're thinking, oh gosh, what happens if I'm no longer there and can't keep this company running right? So other times it happens when you inherit a position from your parents, and we've seen this in clients before. So if you have an inheritance, when you inherit the stock, your basis is the price of the stock on the date of the owner's death. And there is one alternative valuation date. I believe it's six months after the date that you can choose. But it's one of those two dates.
And that's an all or nothing thing. It's not asset by asset.
Right. So that one of those ways, you're going to get a basis that's stepped up to a current market value or close to the current market value. But then the stock can move up or down from there, generating capital gains or losses. In this case, if the stock has not moved much since the first date of death, the best bet is to sell out of the position and move into a balanced portfolio. That doesn't mean you should sell 100%. You can definitely keep some of it, but you do want to diversify your risk.
As a rule of thumb, we usually use 10%. If you have more than 10% in one equity, then you are too concentrated.
That's correct. And that won't generate a large tax bill because the stock hasn't moved much, generating capital gains. If the stock has gone down slightly, you can generate a small capital loss, $3,000 of which can be used to offset ordinary income for the year. So that's another option that you can use. If the stock has moved down a lot, you can start selling it off piece by piece. Look at all the holdings in your taxable account. If you have large gains, you can sell these and use the losses on the concentrated position to offset these gains. You can always buy the stock back you sold 31 days later to avoid the wash rule. If you don't have large gains to offset, sell enough stock to generate at least the $3,000 of capital losses. And you can do that every year. You can also sell up to 100% of the stock and take the capital losses and bank them for the future.
Yeah, if it's headed down, maybe it's headed down further.
Yeah, and so you can carry those capital losses forward into future tax years, which can benefit you if you do have capital gains in future years. If the stock has moved up a lot, you have other options. You always have the option of selling the stock and paying the capital gains. Depending on your tax bracket, this may be taxed at a lower rate than your ordinary income. You can also use the capital losses to offset some of these gains if you have any. If the thought of paying all those taxes is not for you, or if you think that you may be in a lower capital gains tax bracket in the future, but being invested in a single stock makes you nervous, you can consider what is called an exchange fund, which I will talk about in a minute.
That was new to me.
Yeah, it's not something that a lot of people know about, but it's a really interesting concept. If you are an executive in a corporation and you have there's a good chance you've acquired a large portion of the company stock for which you work for, maybe you had a stock option plan, an employee stock purchase plan, or maybe your bonus was paid in company stock. When you were working for the company and have a nice income, being as highly concentrated in that position probably didn't make you as nervous because you were not depending on that money. However, in retirement, seeing that stock fluctuate is going to cause you to get nervous because you are going to need that money at some point in your retirement, most likely. Additionally, you may be restricted from selling part or all of your positions in that stock. If you want to diversify without paying capital gains, you can look at the exchange fund. An exchange fund is a private placement limited partnership, or LLC, that is designed exactly for people in these positions. They're commonly owned by large financial institutions or investment banks. Think about Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, etc. Exchange funds allow you to do a tax-free transfer of some or all of your shares into the fund. In return, you receive an ownership interest in the fund in proportion to the shares that you transferred in. You can diversify your portfolio without paying capital gains taxes. The funds differ in the assets they hold, and it depends on what the fund manager allows to be transferred into the fund. When you take your money out of the fund, which is also a non-taxable event, you would actually get a basket of individual stocks instead of just the one stock you contributed.
And that, to me, is so cool. That must be one of those things that somebody passed with nobody reading it, because it's too good to be true.
Yeah, no doubt. Only when those shares are sold will you trigger the capital gains taxes, and your basis stays the same. So whatever you put in, that's your basis on the shares coming out. Exchange funds can have high entry requirements, sometimes up to $1 million plus. Generally, they do not protect investors against broad market declines, but they do limit your single company risk. Liquidity can be a problem, as many of the funds have minimum time periods that investors must stay in them. And you are, in essence, giving up control of the money, so you must be comfortable with the fund manager before you decide to use the strategy. And sometimes you have to be careful because they will, on occasion, have high fees in the fund. So you'd have to do your research before picking one of these funds, but they really are a great alternative to selling out of and taking huge capital gains in a single year.
Yeah, that's just fascinating to me. It's nothing I had ever heard of, which tells you one thing for sure. I wasn't one of the affected people.
No, nor was I.
I own all the stock in my company, 100% of it. That and $25 will buy a round at Starbucks, I think. But that's pretty cool. You know, anybody who's retiring from a big corporation with a concentration like that, I think it'd be something that would be an excellent planning tool. I can't believe that this IRS was actually going to allow you to get your holdings diversified with minimum to no penalty. And it's just fantastic.
Yeah.
And like any fund that you're using, I would think it's very important who the manager is.
I'm sure there are some executives in town who work for CSX or some of the other large local corporations, who find themselves in this position. So it's a really useful tool, and you can give us a call at the office, 904-685-1505, if you want to know about how to do this move.
Couple observations on the market again. I've been pretty negative today about it, but let's look at the real truth here. The GDP being revised up to 3.9, that does not bode poorly for the market at all.
No.
Unemployment claims being down, that doesn't bode poorly for the market. The real problem, as I see it, is the dollar is just too darn strong. It's killing people like caterpillar. Can't sell anything overseas. Then you got trade agreements and things like that. Until it changes, and unfortunately, the reason the dollar is strong is because everybody else is such a bunch of idiots that the dollar looks good by comparison. So a little bit of it is definitely out of control, or out of our control, and we'll have to do a little waiting on that one. The big question I have that remains is what and when will be the bottoming out of oil? It's fighting to hold this line between about 45 and 48, but I don't think that's where it belongs yet.
So I agree.
Everybody out there who's waiting to get in, I'm still waiting. I just can't see doing it.
I just don't think the fundamentals support that level right now.
I don't either. I can't figure it out. Rigs are declining again, so that might help. Anyway, trivia question. What does the Chatwood Index say is the main contributor to the very high rate of inflation that we're actually experiencing in this country? And we will be right back after the break. If you give us a call at 222-TALK, you can find out, or at least guess. Come right back.
WBOB Jacksonville is
Bill Bennett.
This is Laura Ingram.
It's Glenn Beck.
Michael Savage.
Mark Levin.
AM 600 and FM 100.3. WBOB Jacksonville.
With
SRN News. I'm Wally Hines in Washington. Pope Francis has arrived in Philadelphia, the last stop on his three-city U.S. tour. The Pope's itinerary includes masses, prayer vigils, and a visit to a prison. Tomorrow, he celebrates the closing mass for the World Meeting of Families, which is expected to draw up to a million people. Iran's state prosecutor says he'll pursue legal action against Saudi Arabia's rulers in international courts over the crush of pilgrims at this year's Hajj. He told state TV today Saudi authorities blocked a road used by pilgrims to allow a royal convoy to pass through, causing a deadly convergence of two waves of pilgrims going in opposite directions. At least 136 Iranians were among the more than 700 people killed. A manhunt underway in a small town about 20 miles south of Eugene, Oregon, where a sheriff's deputy responding to a call last night was shot and injured. He's hospitalized in stable condition. More details at srnnews.com.
News Talk AM 600 and FM 100.3 WBOB want you to know one in four homeless people in America is a U.S. veteran. Homeless veterans can be found in any community, including right here in Northeast Florida. You can help by making a donation to the National Coalition of Homeless Veterans or call 354-4162. That's 904-354-4162. And thank you from News Talk AM 600 and FM 100.3. WBOB.
Is it time to give your existing website a facelift and attract new customers? Gear Services can upgrade your existing website with a content management system, mobile-friendly design, and enhanced search engine optimization that will improve the visibility of your website on popular search engines. Contact Richard at Gear Services by calling 354-GEER or visit gearservices.com for more information, including the other services and products they offer.
WBOB traffic and weather.
Good morning, 10:33. I'm Tom Murphy. We've got an accident eastbound on Beach Boulevard at the East Beltway, and you'll slow driving up on a serious crash involving injuries on 103rd Street at the West Beltway. Cloudy today, a good chance of showers and a high of 86. Tonight, occasional rain down to the mid-70s, and then tomorrow, cloudy again, a 4 in 10 chance of showers and 84. 82 now at News Talk AM 600 and FM 100.3 WBOB.
VanWee Financial is a registered investment advisor. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and/or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein.
Let's get back to the VanWee Financial Hour on AM 600 and FM 100.3, The Answer. To be a part of the program, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. Once again, here's Stephen and Adam VanWee.
Welcome back. Half hour number two, the VanWee Financial Hour. I'm Steve VanWee.
And I'm Adam VanWee.
And the lines are open, as always, 904-222-TALK. So get your financial questions together. Give us a call. The trivia question, again, what does the Chatwood Index say is the number one contributor to the actual rate of inflation that we're all experiencing? And let me tell you something, folks, you are not going to be happy when you hear the answer. This segment sponsored by Robinson Landscape and Maintenance, because things grow and grow and grow, and it rains and rains and rains, and they grow and grow and grow. But do I repeat myself? I guess so. It's been a weird year, hasn't it?
It sure has. We were just talking about that in the break.
I think if anybody says the oceans are rising, they might have a point.
Yeah, mainly from the rain.
From rain. Unbelievable. Anyway, we've been talking a lot about inflation. I wanted to give you some examples of how the government lies. Everybody think in your own personal budget, whether you keep it in your head or you put it on paper or whatever. What do you spend annually on all things medical? All drugs, doctors, hospitals, insurance, deductibles, this, that, and the other thing. How much of your income goes to that? Because you know what Uncle Sam says it is?
I do, but only because you told me.
Yep. Uncle Sam says, and when I say he says, it's because this is what they include in the Consumer Price Index. Uncle Sam says that the average person spends 7.55% of their household income on things medical.
Hmm.
Now, I looked mine up for the last year, and I passed that about March.
Yeah, no kidding.
This is ridiculous. Now, let's break it down even further. Medical stuff includes health insurance. Uncle Sam says that the average household spends 0.763% of their household income on actual health insurance premiums.
Now, I would challenge them to find a single person out there who's paying for Obamacare who spends that little of their budget on that program.
That's not going to be possible, I don't think.
I don't think so either.
Now, I'll give you an example of what's happening in the medical arena. It's adding a lot to our medical costs. Deductibles are skyrocketing. I'm sure most of you who are listening to me right now understand because you've seen it in your own. And I'll give you just another little example that happened to me this past week. I have now reached Medicare age. I know I look too young, but my birth certificate says 1950. You were supposed to agree with that.
Which, that your birth certificate says 1950?
Yeah, that's a bunch.
I do agree with that.
Yeah, with friends like you. Anyway. Having reached Medicare, I signed up for a Part D, which is the drug portion, and got a Blue Cross Blue Shield. The deductible for 2015 was $70. I got my renewal, $350, a 400% increase in deductible on my drug policy. Get the point? Lots more of that after. Good morning. It looks like.
Good morning. How are the Beach Boys today?
Yeah, Mr. Marshall, how are you? We're just great. A little
good,
wet.
Good.
But otherwise, great. What's happening?
Another gorgeous day in the neighborhood.
Yeah, you know, if it just rained overnight like it did last night, I'd quit complaining quite so much. So it,
yeah,
should, when you get up and you get to see some sunshine, and you eventually get reminded you live in the sunshine state. So it could be worse.
Can I take a swing at your trivia question?
Tee it up.
Healthcare.
Number two.
Also my guess, though.
the most logical guess by far.
Before hearing it from you, I'd never heard of this Chapman Index.
Have you looked it up?
Oh, I looked it up. I digested through the whole thing, and good. I'm sitting there, I'm thinking, you know, I have a whole lot more faith in what that man and his 500 friends or whatever mm-hmm. are doing than our statistical analyst in D.C.
Yeah, I'm getting to the point where trusting numbers out of the federal government is something that you take very seriously, meaning skeptically.
And it really hit me today. I have been spending as much time as possible this week before we move working on annual required training. And I'm sure with all y'all's licenses, you've got your classes that you've got to take every year.
We do.
We have lots of requirements, yep.
Reading, I mean, one of the main things is an eight-hour class that we in the mortgage world have to do. And studying these changes in our various, like the Home Mortgage Disclosure Act, the Fair Credit Reporting Act, all these different acts, you know, I do grasp that there has been a need to protect the consumer. The challenge is you cannot protect the consumer from themselves.
Yeah, the biggest problem is you've got to protect the consumer from government.
That plus, now that you read some of these modifications to regulations that I remember from the early 70s getting in the business, there's an insidious effort within the rewriting of the regulations to concentrate the power in the regulatory body.
Yes, exactly.
To the point that, I don't know if you've followed recently, Quicken Loans is the first lender to fight back.
No, I didn't know that. Good for them.
You know, the guy who owns Cleveland Cavaliers has spent tremendous sums of money in downtown Cleveland, building their operation there, and then built another operation in Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're talking billions with a B dollars in downtown.
Yeah, really helping Detroit a lot.
And I encourage some of your listeners, just go look up Quicken Loans and Department of Justice on Google.
I will do that.
It is amazing what they're trying to get away with. But and I'm bringing it back to your index there, the cost of each of our operations just trying to figure out what Uncle Sam really is trying to get us to do. The regulatory agencies not making it very clear as to what they expect is making it difficult on participants and their legal counsel in knowing what are we supposed to do to avoid making a mistake. That cost is a tremendous. I mean, I just started counting up our legal department, and we're in a small company. But how many people we have that are just trying to keep us out of the doghouse from a legal standpoint?
Well, you know,
as
for
hard
years,
as we work.
Yeah, for years in the medical arena, doctors have been having to do a lot of preventative medicine. Preventative meaning so they don't get their pockets picked. If I can quote Shakespeare briefly here, first thing we do, let's kill all the lawyers. Henry VI.
Yeah.
How's that one?
Yep.
You know any country that started about 30 years ago graduating more attorneys than engineers is probably not headed in the right direction.
I agree.
Government always has this thing, or elected officials, I should say, have this thing, where if they perceive or hear of any little problem at all, they have this undeniable, irresistible urge to, quote, do something, when more often than not, the right thing to do would be nothing.
Well, thank you for the education on that index. That was just fascinating. I've had the conversation with numerous friends since.
Tell everyone you know, if the public really got involved in this thing and understood how we're being lied to, imagine what the interest on the debt would cost. Imagine what Social Security increases would be. Mm-hmm. And now we're looking at a Social Security increase for 2016 that is widely publicized so far that the most likely increase we're getting is zero. On a 10% year, I get nothing? Thanks a bunch.
I asked the professional shopper in the family what was inflation at Publix.
Mm-hmm.
And she guessed, you know, somewhere around 7 to 8%.
Mm-hmm.
Easily.
My brother.
Our Jacksonville index value for the first 12 months was, I think, 7.2.
Yep.
And we
get off easy here.
Yeah.
My brother is in the restaurant and bar business in St. Paul. So I asked him, and he said all his suppliers say just count on 5% across the board on everything every year. Well, on a less than 2% inflation rate, according to the government, that adds up real fast when you're compounding the difference. But pretty soon people won't be able to afford to go out and eat.
Well, or the small businessman who owns a restaurant, who owns a bar,
mm-hmm.
who owns any kind of small business that's had to absorb it.
Yes, and he's also complaining
about
labor rate increases and that sort of thing. Yep. Now ADA is on his case, and it's just one thing after another out there. In fact, small businesses, Adam told us a couple of weeks ago, the number one complaint they've got now is government regulation.
Absolutely.
Go figure, huh?
Well, gentlemen, thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Board.
Always
All
fun.
Right.
Yeah, that whole problem is not going to get better. I got a few more statistics for after the break, which is coming right up here. And I'll tell you some other ways that the government, I don't know what better word to use than they just lie to us all the time. And the old saying, there's three kinds of lies, white lies, damn lies, and statistics. Well, there's actually four. The other one is lies of omission, which we'll talk about frequently, too, right after the break. Don't go anywhere.
Does your roof need replacing, your house need cleaning, or maybe you're ready to update your kitchen? Big or small, whatever your home improvement need, now it's easy to find the right home pro for your project. Log on to home.servicemagic.com. Service Magic is a free online resource with instant access to pre-screened remodelers, maids, handymen, roofers, and many other home contractors. Just go to home.servicemagic.com. Service Magic has a network of licensed and insured contractors in hundreds of home improvement categories. If you need a painter, electrician, plumber, or any other home service, visit home.servicemagic.com. It's easy and it's free. and it's the source to find neighbor-recommended contractors in your area. Now you can hire a pre-screened home pro with confidence. Go to home.servicemagic.com. It's quick, it's free, and there's no obligation. Go to home.servicemagic.com. That's home.servicemagic.com.
Feels like time's running out. You're maxed out on your credit cards. The collection calls are coming every day, and you're two payments behind on your mortgage. It seems like every time you turn on the radio, some cheerful couple's telling you how they got out of debt for pennies on the dollar. No more stress and everything is just wonderful. Come on. The truth is that what sounds too good to be true is too good to be true. You need help and you need it now. Not bankruptcy. That should be your last choice. We're Credit Card Relief, and we've been helping people just like you for nearly a decade. We're the attorney-driven program dedicated to helping you get out of debt in months instead of years, all while saving you thousands, and without risking your family home. We know what we're doing, and we don't make promises we can't keep. Call Credit Card Relief right now at 866-580-9999. 866-580-9999. The consultation is free, and the relief is real. 866-580-9999.
So you need to find a plumber to replace your water heater. The question is, where are you going to look? Phone book? That got tossed in the recycling bin as soon as it hit your doorstep. Web search? Not unless you feel like sorting through an endless list of search results, and you're certainly not going to pay a subscription fee to get access to some list. What you need is someone to refer a local pro you can trust. What you need is home.homeadvisor.com. Home.homeadvisor.com gives you free access to a network of over 85,000 background check service professionals who have the expertise to help you with all your home repair and remodeling needs. It's the fast, free, and easy way to find top-rated local pros who've been rated and reviewed by homeowners like you. That's why over 25 million homeowners have trusted Home Advisor to find the quality home improvement professionals they're looking for. It's why you can, too. Visit home.homeadvisor.com to find the service pros who can bring your home improvement dreams to reality. That's home.homeadvisor.com.
Let's get back to the Van Wee Financial Hour on AM 600 and FM 100.3, The Answer. To be a part of the program, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. Once again, here's Stephen and Adam Van Wee.
Welcome back to the final segment. This is really zipping along today. Final segment of the Van Wee Financial Hour. I'm Steve Van Wee.
And I'm Adam Van Wee.
And we're going to talk a little bit more about inflation, that kind of thing. But the trivia question, what contributes to inflation even more than rising medical costs, according to the Chapwood Index? And you will not like it when you hear this.
We just got an email request to spell the Chapwood Index.
C-H-A-P, as in pool, W-O-O-D. That's easier than the guy's name. It's Ed Butowski, B-U-T-O-W-S-K-I. And by the way, Ed is a very good man. He's the son of an SEC, not regular, sort of a policeman, who spent his life trying to retrieve money from crooks that operated out of New York. He never did catch the last one. And the guy got away with over $100 million and flaunted it. The whole time he was running from country to country, he was flaunting it in Butowski's face. He'd even send him Christmas presents. But he kept buying his way into dictatorships where he could live. Well, he then did something just intelligent as a lefty could ever be, I think. He got busted in Cuba for selling drugs. What, he needed the money?
$100 million.
He died in a Cuban jail. So karma's, you know what, folks.
Wow. I
love that one. But the bottom line on that is Ed has taken up for his father, and he's now trying to trace any of those assets that might be remaining so he can get them back to the people it was stolen from in the 1970s. Now, what a guy. He's on my hit parade a lot. All right, how does the government lie? It's really hard to do numbers on the radio, so I'm going to round them off and use some things that'll just be a little better visual aid, perhaps. Since 2006, the Consumer Price Index has increased by 18.1%. All right, let's make this easy. Just under 20% since 2006. Median household income has risen less than 15%. We are not keeping up to the government number. One in four Americans now spends over 50% of their income on rent. How's that?
Wow. The guideline is 30%?
Yes. And that could be one person out of a household doing that, but the point remains. Rents have increased in the last 4 years nearly twice as fast as the consumer price index. Health insurance premiums, you know, that little 0.763% of your expenditures, of your income, up 4.2%. Know how they got that one? They took all of the people who had these wonderful Cadillac plans, union members, executives, people who work for great companies, and so on, threatened to fine them all if they didn't take a lesser plan. And so a lot of people lost their insurance because the price was going up so high. And they're signing back in on the lowest level, what is it, bronze plan for Obamacare. Well, whatever they used to be paying, it's now only a 4% increase because they gave up their great plan for this stupid little plan that doesn't do anything. That's how you get a 4% increase. Wow. Deductibles I talked about, out-of-pocket expenses, it's unbelievable what's going on. The average person now has a deductible in excess of $1,000. Well, if they say your premium is whatever, you got to add that extra $100 a month if you have any illness whatsoever because you're going to be paying it out of your pocket. And, of course, it's not reported in the CPI. Deductibles have risen 95% since 06. Remember, under 20% for the CPI? In the same period, medicine is up 141% for brand names. Big Macs are up 55%. Cable TV, 55%. Magic Kingdom tickets are up 57%. Four-year college tuition is up 64%. Remember 20% CPI? Remember that number? The toll on the Lincoln Tunnel, up 150%. Unbelievable. Larry, what's happening?
Hey, Steve, Adam, how you guys doing?
Wonderful.
Doing well.
Excellent.
Staying dry?
I just want to do a, well, somewhat.
It's hard.
Yeah. Listen, I wanted to say a couple things. First of all, again, I appreciated you guys meeting with me a couple of weeks ago, and I had just a follow-up question for
sure.
You guys.
Sure, sure.
If you recall, we talked about, after maxing an IRA out for the year, what do I do with the rest of the money in terms of the dollar cost averaging, keeping that going? And I was wondering what would be a good place to put that? I've been doing some research into ETFs and stuff like that, and I don't know, where I can sock that money away in the market for the rest of the year where it will maybe gain a little bit. Do you have any suggestions?
Lots of them. If you go to Schwab and check the word one source, and you'll get a list. Yeah, you'll get a list of their mutual funds that they trade no load, meaning no cost to buy or sell.
Okay.
They will also have a list of over 100 exchange traded funds that they also trade that way, and some of them are the ones they have. SCHA, there's the Schwab Small Cap, and SCHM is the Mid Cap. SCHD, I think, is a dividend. But if you go get that list, and I would start screening by using that list, because the one thing that's going to eat you up on a dollar cost averaging basis would be paying a transaction fee every time, and you don't have to do it.
Right.
So I would first look for some kind of a good balanced fund that trades no load. There are some ETFs that work that way, but I think for getting started, maybe a mutual fund that's more actively managed would be smart. But don't ever pay a load on them. That's important. You don't have to, so you shouldn't.
Definitely. Yeah.
And if you want to give us a call at the office this week, 685-1505, give us a couple selections. We'll help you decide.
Definitely. If I could give you guys a shameless plug to your audience.
Oh, I've got all day.
Whoever's listening to these guys, I came to these guys when I had nothing, didn't know what I was doing, and just starting out, and I took a little bit of advice these guys gave me, and several years later, I'm not where I want to be, but I'm well down the road, and these guys definitely have their customers' interests at heart, and just great guys to work with. So if you're listening, you need to call these guys. They're the real deal.
We appreciate it. But I'm going to
Thank you.
But we're going to throw it back at you a little bit, too, because Larry did something that was extremely intelligent. He bought a little stock, took a little risk, and it started to skyrocket. So rather than acting like the average person on the street, you know what he did? He actually sold it and made money. Unbelievable. Nobody does that. we're still laughing about that one. You know, it happens so seldom. You think everybody is smart enough to buy low and sell high, but nobody sells it when it's rolling like that, except you. Good job.
Again, listening to you guys, that's the best thing to do.
Well, thanks for calling. You want to take a shot at the trivia? What contributes even more to the actual level of inflation than medical costs? There's only one thing.
More than medical costs.
And you're going to be disgusted if you get it right. That's a hint.
I'm guessing QE. I don't know.
No, but I like that. Right, good track. Answer. Just wasn't right.
Yeah.
Okay.
We appreciate it. Give us a call this week if you do a little screening on some ETFs and mutual funds, and we'll sit and take a look and see what looks good for your situation. Okay.
Great. And I talked to my wife also about the other option that we talked about, and we're going to come see you guys about it for sure.
Great. Wonderful. We appreciate it. We look forward to it.
All right, guys.
Have a great day.
You too.
All right, it's getting pretty close to the end of the line, so I'm going to tell you, because you're going to need a minute to absorb it. According to Ed Butowski and the Chapwood Index, the single biggest contributor to the cost of living that we all experience actually in our day-to-day lives is taxes.
Unbelievable.
What reduces your personal income that's consumable? Taxes. What causes products and services to be higher than they otherwise would? Taxes, which is why we will always be the biggest proponents of the fair tax that you'll ever talk to. Get rid of those. You control your inflation rate automatically. It's so simple that only a government couldn't do it. How's that?
Pretty good.
Maybe I'll get quoted on that someday. Well, we're reaching the end of the line, although I can't believe it. If anybody gets a new iPhone 6S, I strongly suggest that if you have trouble with the installation, you check the SIM card, because ours didn't work. That was a personal note. Come back next week. We will see you at the same time. We'll be here. Any of your questions during the week, if you want to call the office, email us. You can email info@VanWeFinancial, and we will take care of them on air. Take care of yourselves. We'll see you next week.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Wednesday, September 30th at 6 p.m., it's free weekly group runs at the Fernandina Beach High School. Wednesday, September 30th at 6:30 p.m., get your tickets for the Taste of Golf at the TPC Sawgrass Country Club. And Wednesday, September 30th at 7 p.m., it's the Music by the Sea concert series.